Section 3. Listen to an extract from a radio talk about air pollution. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Air pollution occurs when chemicals and other harmful substances are introduced into the atmosphere, disrupting its normal patterns and functions. While some of the causes of air pollution are the result of human activity, others are entirely natural. Forest fires and erupting volcanoes are examples of natural causes which release a lot of smoke and dust into the atmosphere. However, most causes of air pollution result from human activity, and the leading cause is the burning of fossil fuels. We burn fossil fuels to generate electricity, manufacture products in factories, and fulfill our transportation needs. When we burn fossil fuels, dangerous gases such as carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide are released into the atmosphere. Another cause of air pollution is agriculture. As we know, the global population is expanding, and in order to meet the increased demand for food, we are planting more crops and raising more animals. At the same time, we are using more and more insecticides, pesticides, and fertilizers, all of which emit harmful chemicals into the atmosphere. Air pollution has a number of negative effects. Firstly, it is hazardous to public health because it causes respiratory and other serious health problems, particularly in children and the elderly. According to recent research, about 5.5 million people worldwide are dying prematurely every year as a result of air pollution. Another direct effect is global warming, which leads to the melting of polar ice, higher sea levels, and loss of natural habitats. In other words, global warming alters the Earth's landscape, driving many species of wildlife to extinction. This breaks the food chain and puts animals, plants, and humans at risk. To sum up, air pollution has detrimental effects on both human health and the natural environment. It is therefore imperative that we take action to reduce the air pollution resulting from human activity so as to create a healthier world for future generations.
Now listen to the extract again.
Air pollution occurs when chemicals and other harmful substances are introduced into the atmosphere, disrupting its normal patterns and functions. While some of the causes of air pollution are the result of human activity, others are entirely natural. Forest fires and erupting volcanoes are examples of natural causes which release a lot of smoke and dust into the atmosphere. However, most causes of air pollution result from human activity, and the leading cause is the burning of fossil fuels. We burn fossil fuels to generate electricity, manufacture products in factories, and fulfill our transportation needs. When we burn fossil fuels, dangerous gases such as carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide are released into the atmosphere. Another cause of air pollution is agriculture. As we know, the global population is expanding, and in order to meet the increased demand for food, we are planting more crops and raising more animals. At the same time, we are using more and more insecticides, pesticides, and fertilizers, all of which emit harmful chemicals into the atmosphere. Air pollution has a number of negative effects. Firstly, it is hazardous to public health because it causes respiratory and other serious health problems, particularly in children and the elderly. According to recent research, about 5.5 million people worldwide are dying prematurely every year as a result of air pollution. Another direct effect is global warming, which leads to the melting of polar ice, higher sea levels, and loss of natural habitats. In other words, global warming alters the Earth's landscape, driving many species of wildlife to extinction. This breaks the food chain and puts animals, plants, and humans at risk. To sum up, air pollution has detrimental effects on both human health and the natural environment. It is therefore imperative that we take action to reduce the air pollution resulting from human activity so as to create a healthier world for future generations.
That is the end of the listening test. Now turn to writing, Section 1, Task 1, and listen to the instructions.